Soku izika disenda baku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalamukela uhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza Washington DC.
Elamukela ngenjabulo enkulu kustudio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhlaka 29/2021 uPresident Jeremiah. Endabeni zethu namhlanje
silohlelo lwethu Mayor Christmas Cheer Fund lapho idolobho eliqoqa khona abafisa ukunika abadubekileyo njengoba kuyisikhathi seKhisimusi. Ngakho so namhlanje basiphile ukubana sinikeze izizalwane zakoBulawayo.
Ikansili yakoBulawayo namhlanje isungule kusemthethweni isikhwama sokuhlanganisa izipho ezizakwabelwa abantu lenhlanganiso ezehlukeneyo phansi kohlelo olwe-Mayor's Christmas Cheer Fund.
Amaprovinsi wonke ayenza uzaphu akhona lapha sile diaspora. Diaspora ikombina ikompresa i-America le-Europe le-South Africa ikona lapha lama 10 provinces aweZimbabwe wonke silawo lapha.
Uqalile umhlangano omkhulu webandla lezaphu we-Congress lapho kulabantu abambalwa abagoqela uMnumzana Sibangelizwe Nkomo, indodana kaMoyi uMnumzana Joshua Nkomo, abafisa ukungena esikhundleni sikamongameli webandla leli. Kule viki kuhlelo Woza Friday silomculo womdumo we-Afro Soul uPatrick Nyawumwe odume ngegama lokuthi Trick Caesar. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulo msakazo. Ikansili yakoBulawayo namhlanje isungule kusemthethweni isikhwama sokuhlanganisa izipho ezizakwabelwa abantu kanye lenhlanganiso ezehlukeneyo phansi kohlelo olwe-Mayor's Christmas Cheer Fund. Izolo inhlanganiso ezishumelane zithweliswe izipho ezehlukeneyo phansi kwesikhwama lesi. U-Anastasia Ndlovu usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo ekoBulawayo.
Imizi ehlukeneyo yakoBulawayo elithumi lane yamukele ngenjabulo izipho ezabelwe phansi kohlelo lweBulawayo Mayor's Christmas Cheer Fund zempahla ehlukeneyo kusukela kuzembatho ukudla lokuhlawulela ezemfundo. Ekhuluma ngesikhathi esipha izipho lezi, umsekeli kaMayor wakoBulawayo uCouncillor Mlandu Ncube ubonge amankampani athe apha loba kunzima ngesikhathi seCovid.
Silohlelo lwethu Mayor's Christmas Cheer Fund lapho idolobho eliqoqa khona abafisa ukunika abadubekileyo njengoba kuyisikhathi seKhisimusi. Ngakho so namhlanje basiphile ukubana sinikeze izizalwane zakoBulawayo. So sithanda ukubonga sibili sibonile amankampani amakhulu asinikezile. Sithi uNkulunkulu ababusise noma bekunzima iCovid kodwa babona kungcono bekhumbule abanye abantu.
Okugcizelelwe umfundisi uDanisa Moyo olilunga lekomiti ebona ngohlelo olwe-Mayor's Christmas Cheer Fund.
Uhlelo lwamhlanje luphakamisile kakhulu umoya wami ukubona ama-donation amaningi kangaka banike ngesikhathi komile kangaka siphakathi kwale COVID efikileyo. Kodwa mbone ngendlela abaphakame ngayo basiza abantu, ngiyabonga kakhulu.
Elinye ilunga le-Mayor's Christmas Cheer Fund udokotela Nothando Moyo uncome abelule izandla besipha.
Liyajabulisa kakhulu ukuthi abantu banike ngesikhathi izandla zimfitshane. So kuba kuhle ukuthi sihlangane ngesikhathi esinje, ngesikhathi silinika ukuthi sikhale ngesikhathi esiningi sikhala ngenxa ye-pandemic abantu bebhubha. So kuba kuhle ukuhlangana ngomumo onje obuhle.
Balabo abathole izipho ngaphansi kwe-Mayor's Christmas Cheer Fund ngabe ekuphumuleni geriatric nursing home bemelwa ngunkosikazi Simangele Ncube othe isipho sifike ngesikhathi esinzima.
Thabile kakhulu ngoba sibuye ngesikhathi esingacabangela, isikhathi esinzima. Sile impact kakhulu ku-budget yethu. So siyabonga kakhulu ngaleli langa langesipho lesi esisitholile.
Unkosikazi Sakhile Chuma Chakauya osuka eNtembeni Old People's Home uthi umsebenzi ubalula nxa bethola uncedo olunje.
ngesipho lesi sisiphiweyo lapha kuMayor's Cheer Fund. Siyabonga kakhulu. Sibona ngani kuzasiqhuba sibili sihambe lathi umanganyana. Ngoba kathe sisesibaningi. Silabo khulu abangu-30, sibe labo gogo abangu-21, bonke bayi-51. Ngumsebenzi omkhulu kakhulu. Kodwa nxa sincediswa indlela iba lula. Iyahambeka.
Uhlelo lweMayor's Christmas Cheer Fund lwenziwa minyaka yonke lapho amankampani apha izipho ezehlukeneyo ezisuka njalo ziphiwe wonke umuntu oswelayo kobulawayo. Namhlanje isikhwama seMayor's Christmas Cheer Fund siqalile njalo ukwamukela izipho ezisuka kumankampani ahlukeneyo loZulu okuzathi kuphiwe njalo abanye abadinga usizo. Ngimele iStudio 7 yobulawayo, ngingu Anastasia Ndlovu.
Uqalile umhlangano omkhulu owebandla lezaphu yowe-Congress lapho kulabantu abambalwa abagoqela uMnumzana Sibanilizwe Nkomo, indodana kaMoyi uDr. Joshua Mqabungu Nkomo, abafisa kungena esikhundleni sikamongameli webandla leli esake saphathwa nguMoyi uDr. Nkomo kanye loMnumzana Dumiso Dabengwa. UGibbs Dube usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Athe kwaqa namhla amalunga ebandla lezaphu eCentenary Park kobulawayo okwenzelwa khona umhlangano weCongress okumele wenziwe ibandla leli sakhokhelwa nguDabengwa. Wayengene esikhundleni sikaNkomo. Bathi isifohlile inkunzi ngoba kukhanya engani sebelosekelo olumangalisayo. UMnumzana Patrick Ndlovu, isikhulumeli sebandla leli, uthi abantu bavela endaweni ezijiyeneyo ezigoqela abadabuka eZimbabwe abahlala kwamanye amazwe.
Amaprovinsi wonke ayenza uzaphu akhona lapha. Sile diaspora, idiaspora ikombina icomprise i-America le-Europe le-South Africa ikhona lapha, lama-10 province aweZimbabwe wonke silawo lapha. Ama-delegate aqala ukufika izolo efike ofisini for registration le-accreditation. Bafike kwaze kwasa iMashonaland East, Mashonaland Central, Mashonaland West, Manicaland zonke zifike ebusuku.
UNdlovu uthi bambalwa abafuna ukungena esikhundleni sikamongameli.
Amakhandidethi ethu akhona contest i-presidency abalapha siloSibanilizwe Nkomo, lo Bernard Magugu, lo Strike Mukanda. For the first time okokuqala kumbali ye-history yezaphu i-presidency is being contested. Nangensuku zabonkomo uMqabuko ayengakhontesta i-presidency, loDabengwa layikazanga akathole i-opposition. But okwakuqala i-Congress leyi with multiple candidates vying for the presidency. Ku-SG sinomthulisi Hanana owakhathesi akala muntu ongathi ugqugquzelana laye. Ungani uzangena shuto kwahanana. I-TG usalo Picha Msebele. Picha Msebele okwafuna ukuqukuzela uba SG sebekhulumisene lohanana wangena ku-TG. Chairmanship lo Dlamini John Z. Dlamini Richard Kenne lwezibra ukuba ngu-chairman vele matinothi. Sibe lo Mase Mbayiwa obe ngu-current TG okwaba ngu-presidential candidate. Kodwa sekudedele uSibanilizwe okwaMbayiwa wathi ngwangcono abe ngu-chairperson.
UNkosikazi Thoriso Moyo owalwa impi yenkululeko uthi uyakuthakazelela okwenzakalayo.
Izipula lonyaka imangalisile. Ibuthene yazofunana. Yabona ukuthi into yayo kasahamba. Ngoba abantu abenza ubuhlungu izipula ilethi lizwe leni. Then iyalethi lizwe leni yalinika abantu ababesibalwela ukuthi sabakhululeke. But abasahambisanga ngendlela eyiyo. So we are coming back to take our positions in ZAPU. So that is hapu sifuna ivuke.
Omele abalwa impi yenkululeko bekubutho leZipra uMnumzana Ben Ncube uthi sebeyivuselela izaphu.
Esikukhangeleleyo kwiCongress yezaphu lapha ukuthi abantu bedinge ubukhokheli obuza kwenza inhlanganiso iqhubekele phambili ivuke be njengesikhathi sikababa uJoshua Nkomo.
Ozakhethwa ukuba ngumongameli webandla lezaphu ukhangelelwe ukuba uzakhulumisana lohulumende ngezakhiwo ezahlothunwa nguhulumende kamoyi uRobert Mugabe. Zikoqela amapulazi, amahofisi, lengwalo ezimumethe imbali yezaphu leZebra. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseMaryland, ngingoGibbs Dube.
Le iStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi athi 909 AM 4930 6170 7270 6040 naku 15460 kHz kushortwave.
EZimbabwe inani lasebehloliwe batholakala bele COVID-19 lokhu lolu bhubhane lwaqhamukayo ngumbimbitho nyakenye. Selikunkulungwane ezidlula ezilikhulu 132,880 ukuguqela abantu asebephephe kulo mkhuhlane abazinkulungwane ezidlula ikhulu 127,596. Kwafa inkulungwane ezedlula ezine lengxenye 4,675. Kubika abogatsha lwezempilakahle. Ngunje sebeyizigidi ezedlula izintathu 3.3 million abantu asebehlatshwe ijekiseni yokuqala yokuzivikela ku-COVID-19 kuthi abayizigidi ezedlula ezimbili lengxenye 2.6 million bahlatshwa wonke omabili i-first le-second dose. Imali edingakala ukunakekela imuli elabantu abayisithupha eZimbabwe ibiwa isikhuphuke okumangalisayo yaya kunkulungwane ezidlula amashumi amane 42,708. Umlondolozi Ndlovu usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Lokho kuphume embikweni owethulwe ngabeZimbabwe National Statistics Agency Stats kusitsho ukuba indleko edingakalayo isikhuphuke okwedlulisa amalawulo xa kuqathaniswa lenyanga ezisanda kwedlula. Imali leyi iphezulu kakhulu kuleholo lezisebenzi eziningi ikakhulu ezikahulumende ezifana nababalisi bona abahola inkulungwane ezingamashumi amathathu zamadola 30,000 RTGS. Ingcitshi ecubungula ezomnotho uMnumzana Lubanondo uthi kumele kudingwe indlela zokulungisisa lesi simo.
Ukukhwela kwempahla lokhu kuzenza impilo ibe nzima kumuntu nje, an ordinary person. Uhulumende uyakwazi ukuthi angakwenza njani ukuthi kulunge, kodwa uhulumende wethu kafuni. Singakhohlwa ukuthi ukuqansa kwempahla kwaqala ngo-2014 lapho kwaba khona le bond coin. Kuthi ozokufakwe i-bond note ngo-2016 izinto zaziyaqala ukudura-dura lalamuhla intengo lokhu siyaphezulu.
Uqhubeke ethi uhulumende nxa engathathanga amanyathelo kuza kuba lomonakalo omkhulu kwezomnotho weZimbabwe.
So kunzima nje ukuthi abantu baphile ngoba ukukhwela kwangikhona akuhambelani futhi loholo lwa nxa kuyukuthi bayasebenza ngoba inengalisebenzi. So impilo iza kuba nzima. So icebo esingalitsho kuhulumende ukuthi ufake imali kadingekho necessary kusibe layo.
Isikhulumeli senhlanganiso yababalisi e-Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union ATUS uMnumzana Themba kuye moyo uthe bathwele nzima kulesi simo somnotho.
Thina njengababalisi esiyisebenzi kahulumende kuyasethusa lokhu ngoba iholo esiliholayo kathesi lincane kakhulu nxa siqhathanisa lentengo lezidingo ezifunakalayo ukuthi umuntu anakekele imuli yakhe.
Lokhu kusekelwe ngesinye isisebenzi seHarare uMnumzana Tinashe Makombe.
Atshengisela ukuthi eZimbabwe ngikhona sizohawula. Ngoba le mali ekukhulunywa lapho sesikhanyela lokuthi abantu abayi-6 hhayi akulobu nzima sibili esibukhangeleyo la. Abantwana bethu siyabazela nje ngoba bazathola nzima ngalokhu esilakho. Hayi, sicela ukuthi akuvume uhulumende asibonise la ukuthi engayenzani ukuze sikwanise ukuthi sihlangane lobunzima lobu, kwanise ukuthi siphathisane laye.
Incithi kwezomnotho zithi ukukhuphuka kwentengo kubangelwa yimikambo yokuthenga lokuthengisa imali emibili ethi esemthetheni webhanga elikhulu lelizwe ele Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe lalowo olesilinganiso esiphethwe kabili ongekho emthethweni. Imizamo yokuthola umbono kahulumende yehlule ngoba baphathi intambo kahulumende basemhlanganweni webandla leZANU-PF. Uhulumende uthi uzabopha abantu bonke abathengisa imali emkambo wensitha kodwa kakula okuningi osuke kwenzakala ngoba iziphatha amandla zikahulumende lazo zibikwa ziphatheka kulo mkambo. IZimstat iveza ukuba imali edingakala ukuba umuntu oyedwa aphile kunyaka kamfumfu ibizinkulungwane eziphezu kwezinhlanu 5092 ikhuphuke isuka kunkulungwane ezingamashumi amane 4734. imali yokukhuphuka kwentengo ngale nyanga kamfumfu ibe ikusilinganiso sokwedlula isithupha ekhulwini 6.4%, sisuka kokuphoze kufike kokuhlanu ekhulwini 4.73% ngenyanga edluleyo. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngimlondolozi Ndlovu.
Live talk lamhlanje sikhangela isimo sokumelana le-COVID-19 kanye lokuqhubeka kohlelo lokuhlatshwa kwabantu ijekiseni yokuzivikela kuleli gciwane. Abe-MDC Alliance bathi sebelobele inhlanganiso yomanyana wamazwe omhlaba ye-United Nations incwadi bekhonona ngokuthi isithunywa salomanyana unkosazana Helena Dohan uqhube uphenyo oluphezu kwezitshezizo zenoto ezetheswa abanye abe-ZANU-PF eyamele igcele. UDohan wethule impumela yophenyo lwakhe izolo ekhuthaza elemelika leleBrithani ukubana yesule izitshezizo lezi ngoba ziphazamisa impilo kaZulu makhaza. Kodwa umsekeli omkhokheli we-MDC Alliance uMnumzana Thindai Bithi utshele iNtathelizindaba namhla ukubana uDohan uveze sobala ukubana uyamele kucelele kahulumende emhlanganweni abawenze laye ngolwesithathu ngoba ubengabavumeli ukwethula imbono yabo bekhululekile. Ngokunjalo Bithi uthi uDohan kafakanga imbono yabo ngezitshezizo lezi kugwalo alwethule izolo. Abe-MDC Alliance bathi kabavumelani lokumunyethela ugwalo lolo okugoqela udaba lokuthi izitsheziso zenza kube lenkohlakalo elizweni lokuthi zidala ukubana eleZimbabwe lehluleke ukuboleka imali emabhanga omhlaba. Untungamile Nkomo we-Studio 7 uxoxe lohlaziya ezombusazwe uMnumzana Ifidlela Ncobe ngalolu daba.
Benza kahle kakhulu ukuthi babhalele i-United Nations bafake isikhalazo sokungaziphathi ngendlela efanele kuka-Special Rapporteur uDohan. Ngokuba nxa ngabe ngesingabe ubona engaziphathanga ngendlela eveza ukuthi uzimele kathathi hlangothi, ulelungelo lokuthi ubhalele laba abaphezu kwakhe abaqhashi bakhe ukubeke kucace ukuthi hayi kangisuthise kungesithunywa lesi sibuye sazothatha uhlangothi lweZANU-PF ubuye vele engumuntu ozobhala lokho okufunwa yiZANU-PF. Ngakho-ke okunye nje lokhu kuhlangana labo-MDC le-Civil Society lani bese kuyikugcwalisa nje ukuthi kubonakale sengathi uconsultile, but njengalokho abanye bekubona kubonakala sengathi ubevele sele script sakhe esipheleleyo esokugcwalisa lokho iZANU-PF ehlale kukhuluma ukuthi ama-sanctions iwadilizi lizwe kanti lidizwa yi-corruption lokubuswa kwabi kwelizwe.
Yona i-United Nations kumele iluphathe njani lolu daba?
Singakhohlwa ukuthi u-Special Rapporteur lo oze lapha ungaphansi kwe-Human Rights Council ye-United Nations kulugatsha olungaphansi kwe-Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights okuyinhlanganiso ye-United Nations ekhangelene namalungelo abantu umhlaba wonke jikelele. Ngakho-ke nxa ngabe sekufikile isikhalazo izakhangela lokho okuthiwa phecelezi ngama-merits akhona kusiya ngokuthi bendlale ubufakazi babo nesikhalazo sabo ngendlela enjani abe-MDC Alliance. I-United Nations isengathatha amanyathelo okuhlolisisa ukuthi iqiniso kambe lingaphi kulokho okubekwa ukuthi ukwenzile umama obethunyelwe kuleli lizwe uDohan. Base besiya phambili-ke kodwa bazayiphendula i-MDC batho nxa befuna njalo ubufakazi obunye ukuthi kuye phambili. Kodwa kakho umuntu ongavika alivikwa licacile lokuthi umama uze vele ezwakala ukuthi uhlangothi ulohlangothi ame phezu kwalo luhlangothi lweZANU-PF kazanga ohlangothini lwabantu beZimbabwe ukuthi azokuza ukuthi kambe bona bathini bathi baphethwe njani nxa kuqathaniswa nama-sanctions. Ngokuba there are two sides, kule side leZANU elithi ama-sanctions adilizilizwe, kule side labantu beZimbabwe bathi iZANU iyedilizilizwe nge-corruption lokubusa kabi. Ubefanele alilalele lolo side.
UMnumzana Efihlela Ncube ngocubungula ezombusazwe. Kusenjalo elemelika namhla likulandule ukubana izijeziso elazithisa amalunga eZANU-PF yizo ezibulala umnotho welizwe. Umeli wemelika ku-United Nations unkosikazi Linda Thomas Greenfield utshele iNtathelizindaba namhla ukubana ukungabuswa kuhle kweZimbabwe yikho okubulala umnotho, hatshi izijeziso lezi ngoba ziqondiswe ebantwini abalutshwana abephula amalungelo oluntu. Kodwa isikhulumeli seZANU-PF uMnumzana Mike Bima utshele iStudio 7 ukubana njengokutsho kukaDohan izijeziso lezi zithwalise nzima abantu makhaza. Direct from nje wathi sizwe udaba oluveza imibono kahulumende wokwele Melika.
Elemelika libika ukuba likhathazekile kakhulu ngodlame lokulwisana olulokhe luqhubekela phambili ngenyakatho yele Ethiopia. Kuphuma imibiko yokuthi isigodlo sesabelo se-Tigray esemekele kulokwephulwa kwelungelo loluntu ucuku oluqondiswe kuZulu walumango ngabebutho ele Ethiopian National Defense Forces, abebutho lakwele Eritrea ele Eritrean Defense Forces, abohlobo lwe-Amharic abalwisa kwele Eritrea abe-Tigrayan People's Liberation Front, lamanye amaqembu lamabandla abalwisana kuleso sigaba. Siyakusola kakhulu ukuhlukuluzwa kwaZulu ongahlomanga. Ngakho ke sikhuthaza amacele wonke akulokhu kulwisana lokufuthelana ukuthi bahloniphe amalungelo abantu, alandele imithetho yamazwe omhlaba elawula ukulondolozwa kokuthula. Kusho isikhulumeli sogatsha lobudlelwano beMelika lamanye amazwe omhlaba, umnumzana Ned Price. Uqhubeke ethi siyavumelana nalo nobhala jikelele wenhlanganiso yomanyano wamazwe omhlaba, UN Secretary General, kanye lenkokheli yamazwe abensundu e-African Union, ukuthi kuqakathekile ukuthi kudingwe isombululo sokulungisisa ingxabano edale umonakalo osemhlubulweni wangenyakatho yele Ethiopia. Sikuthaza uhulumende wele Ethiopia kanye labebandla ele Tigrayan People's Liberation Front ukuthi kumele bakhulumisane nomlotha, bahlale phansi bakhulumisane, badinge indlela yokulungisisa ingxabano yabo ngomlomo hathi ngodlame. Ukuqonga kwemibiko yezehlakalo zodlakela kanye lokwephulwa kwelungelo loluntu osokwenzakala sokudinga ukuthi amazwe omhlaba aphatheke njalo ahluzisise edinga indlela zokuqeda lodlakela. Uqhathekile ukuthi amacele wonke alusanayo avumele uphenyo lwamazwe omhlaba ukuncedisa ukuthi enelise ukuhlala phansi akhulumisane. Sikuthaza ikakhulu uhulumende wele Ethiopia ukuthi avumele abaqhuba lolu phenyo ukuthi bafinyelele ingatsha zakhe zonke ukuze benelise ukuphuma lamacebo okuqeda lodlakela. UPrice uqhubeke ethi sikhangelele ukwethulwa kombiko ovela kwabe commission ebona ngamalungelo oluntu enhlanganisweni yomanyano wamazwe omhlaba e-UN High Commission for Human Rights ngesimo sokwephulwa kwelungelo loluntu okwenzakale esigabeni se-Tigray kanye lempumela yophenyo lwe-commission e-Ethiopian Human Rights Commission. Sikhuthaza njalo ukusebenzelana kwama-commission lawe enhlanganiso yamazwe abensundu afana le-Commission of Inquiry of the African Union kanye le-Commission on Human and People's Rights. Ugcine ngokuthi kuqakathekile ukuthi kudalwe isimo esimgceke sendlela yokudinga ukuthi ngobani abephula amalungelo abantu nxa bengafunyanywa belecala bajeziswe, okulakho ukupholisa amanxeba njengendlela yokulondoloza ukuthula kuleso sigaba.
Belilalele edabeni oluveza imibono kahulumende wele Melika. Woza Friday liviki silomculi womdumo we-Afro Soul uPatrick Nyawumwe odume ngegama lokuthi Trick Caesar, yena osebenzela ekobulawayo. Asizweni ke exoxa lomsakazi weStudio 7 uEzra Jesus Wanda.
Utrixiza ligama aliphiwa ngabantu ngoba esakhula wayethanda ukucila abanye kodwa abuye abasize njalo bengaboni udlala ngengqondo zabo. Sizwe kancane ngembali yakhe.
Ngizalwa ngumama uK Moyo ovela ePlumtree ngikhulele khona kuBulawayo. Ngifunde Range Mo Primary School, Mgoqo Primary School, ngifunde eMandwandwe Secondary. Ngase ngiqala ke imusic, ngaqala incane kodwa ngirelease my first public record ngo-2017, Levelocity Records. Hey.
kukhona abamenza wazizwa esiba lemfutho ukuthi angene kwezomculo.
Ngandlalela kakhulu umculo lo wabathi R&B ezothando. Ngakhula ngilalela iBoyz II Men labanye abaningi nengi. Ngase ngikhuthazwa kakhulu uKelvin Lomuzi ababehlabela ingoma leziyana uma ufuna. Yizo ingoma ke ezangi-inspirayo ukuthanda ingoma zothando.
Ngothando kakhulu uThrisiza, wona umculo wakho ubiza uthini?
Umculo engihlabelayo ngawupha ibizo elithi Inxele ngenxa yokuthi awujwayelekanga, nihlanganisa izinto eziningi ezingahlanganiyo, izinto amadoda amaningi angakhulumi ngayo, like ethandweni ukuthi bayaganyula inhliziyo labo abakhulumi.
Sesithiwa isikhathi, balaleli abafuna ukucindezela eyabo imculo bengakuthola ngaphi Trixiza?
Na ngitholakala eVelocity Records, istudio lesiyana esiseduzane lezo esapower plant koBulawayo. Na ngingu-producer, ngi-sound engineer khonaphana. Ngiyakwanisa ukuncedisa abaqalayo labanye abafisa nje urekhoda umculo ohambelana lwami. Ku-Facebook ngitholakala ku-Trixiza, kumbe Kalbista, kumbe liyasidinga kupheji leVelocity Records.
Umdumo lo ubiza Nxele Music, uyadoba uculwa nguTrixiza onguye wesikhwethiselayo kuhlelo Woza Woza Friday. Libe nempilaso nemnandi. Igalramu Ezra Jesus Banda. Bye bye.
Ngihlukana izihlobo wathi sikhangele ezinye zezindaba ebezikhokhela. Ikhansile yakoBulawayo lamhlanje isungule ukusemthethweni isikhwama sokuhlanganisa izipho ezizakwabelwa abantu lenhlanganiso ezehlukeneyo phansi kohlelo olwe-Mayor's Christmas Cheer Fund. Uqalile umhlangano omkhulu webandla lezapho owe-Congress lapho kulabantu abambalwa abagoqela indodana kamoyi uDr. Joshua Nkomo, uMnumzana Sibangilizwe Nkomo, abafisa ukungena esikhundleni sikamongameli webandla leli. Kuliviki kuhlelo Woza Friday besilomculo umdumo we-Afro Soul uPatrick Nyawumwe odume ngegama lokuthi Trixiza. Silugqibeke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje oluvalelisayo uPresident Jeremiah ngesithi libe lempelasonto elithukela. Abangenelisenga ukuzwa indaba zethu lilakho ukuzilalela ebulenjini ku-www.voaindebele.com.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku-Studio 7
kusukela ngo-7:30 kusiya ku-8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe. Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka, mhuri yeZimbabwe.